May 31st, 2005, approximately 10:50 hour. Tell me what rig you were working today, how you received the call, obviously your response to it, and then your actions and any and all observations you had, not only at the scene, but in transporting parties and things like that.
I was working paramedic unit 441 with we got dispatched code 3, second unit in to to the GSW. We responded, we arrived on scene, we were blocked initially. I'd have to look at the street names, but where the deputy was with a shot out of that car, whatever. Okay. So we were blocked there for approximately 5 minutes, and then the fire engine proceeded in and we followed the fire engine to the house. Fire engine parked, we parked right alongside to the right of the fire engine, got out, there was a deputy on scene in a tan coat shirt, and I asked him, what do we got? He's like, possible GSW down here and three kids upstairs. I'm like, okay. So we walk in, and then the deputy said that they're minor upstairs, and the husband was kneeling down next to his wife. There was like a little hutch in the kitchen, and she was between a counter and a hutch, I believe it was, and she was laying down on her back supine, and the husband was kneeling down there and identified himself as an MD, as a physician, and said, we have possible blunt or penetrating head trauma. This is what we got. She's not alert. I recognized that she was breathing on her own. My partner hooked her up to the monitor. I put an OP airway in her.
I need more. I need the office in here again.
There's more coming in to join you.
Okay.
They just asked me to get the stuff out of the way.
I put an OP airway in her and began ventilating her. My partner then attempted to intubate and threw a combi tube in her. Like we said, passed him up to the monitor. Paramedics there. Helping work her up, delegated some things to the sheriff on scene to go get my backboard and C-collar and a headbed to C-spine her. Took about probably 15 to 20 minutes from our time on scene to work her up when the airship landed. We packaged her up on the gurney, rolled her outside, threw some dirt into a field where the copter landed in the backyard. Loaded her up on the copter, I went back inside, noticed some blood around the pool as well. I went inside upstairs to see if my fellow employees needed any help or anything. Ventura County Fire Department. They said that they have one ALS patient and one BLS, and the ALS and BLS were brother and sister, so they wanted to be transported to the same facility in the same ambulance. So I took the other BLS patient, which I didn't know, but he was a pool boy. I get them downstairs, we walk them downstairs, put them on our gurney in the ambulance, and I asked him what happened. And he said he was a pool boy, he was cleaning the pool, when this guy, he described him as short, kind of chubby, kind of reddish hair, pale skin, came up to him and demanded his truck. And then he proceeded to hit him once over the back of the head with the butt of his gun. He wasn't knocked out or anything like that, so I guess the blood's consistent with him being outside by the pool. I forget what he told me. I think he then went upstairs with the kids. I don't know the train of events with the kids and the gunman, but that's pretty much all I know.
Okay. Okay, let's back up a little bit. When you get to the scene and you're making entry into the house, how was it that you came into the house?
I came through, I believe it was the side door.
Okay.
Which
leads into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's where you described seeing this, you know.
Yes.
Okay. And again, during this, as I'm repeating things, if I'm off, correct me. Okay.
Sure.
And I apologize if I repeat stuff that you've
okay.
already said. So you come in and you are tasked with assisting and treating her.
Right.
Okay. Were you able to determine exactly what kind of injuries she had sustained?
I did a quick once over and she had no blood anywhere but her head.
Okay.
I went to hold manual stabilization of her head and my hand sunk into the back of her head, the occipital region.
Okay.
So I didn't know if it was penetrating or blunt trauma because, you know, you could get skull fracture from being pistol whipped, but it was a pretty good sized hole. So my hand just kind of went right inside her head.
Okay. Now, during this time period, was her husband on in the
yes.
in the room also?
Yes.
Okay. Did he make any statements as to what had taken place?
No. He stated that the gunman shot at him like 6 times or something.
Okay.
When he was driving in. He wasn't here when it happened,
I see.
Was my understanding.
Okay.
So he came driving in, and somehow the exchange occurred where the gunman started shooting at him while he was driving in. I don't know if they had an exchange of words or anything like that. I wasn't too concerned about his role.
Okay. Was there any other, did he make any other statements reference what had taken place?
Not that I know.
Okay. Then you guys prepared her, moved her out, and she was taken off by helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
You had observed the blood on your way out to the helicopter?
Yes.
Okay. And that later, when you were having a conversation with the pool guy,
mm-hmm.
I just want to confirm that conversation took place at the ambulance.
Yes, inside
okay.
the ambulance.
Okay. And that he had described this suspect coming up to him, asking him for his car keys, hitting him in the head, but then you weren't clear as to what happened after
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
While you were upstairs, when the three, we'll call them, even though he's an adult, we'll just say the three kids, when those three people were upstairs, did you hear any other statements being made by either the pool guy or the two children as to what had taken place, or?
No, I didn't. I went up, and there was a little boy kind of sitting, the youngest boy, I'm assuming, sitting on a chair right immediately to my left as I walked up the stairs into the room. And there was a girl laying on the couch, and then the guy was, the 18, 19-year-old pool boy was standing behind the couch. So I went up to him and knelt down to him, and he gave me a hug.
The little boy?
Yeah,
okay.
And so I hugged him, and he's like, I'm scared. And I said, I know, baby, I know. And so I was hugging him and consoling him. And then there was the exchange about who I was taking,
mm-hmm.
who was going to be my driver, because my partner went in the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not hear anything else. How spoke to,
uh-huh.
told me that I guess the son, because he was up there for about 20 minutes before me, and said the little boy said that he was there when a gun was held to his mom's head. So that's all I know
okay.
about that.
Okay. Did you hear any, prior to transporting, did you hear any of the neighbors or any other people that might have been witnesses say anything having to do with what occurred or what
Nothing.
Transpired? Nothing.
To my knowledge, there were no witnesses on scene.
Okay. And okay. And other than the statements that you talked about with the husband reference, having rammed the guy's car, or there was something about...
There was an exchange of gunfire.
Fire, right, okay. When he came in initially? Okay. Was there any other statements he made reference?
No.
Okay, all right. And you didn't overhear anything? Oh, when you came into the house,
mm-hmm.
and while you were in the house, did you notice any signs that there had been a struggle or forced entry, a fight, something, broken glass, overturned furniture, anything along those lines?
I didn't notice.
Okay, all right. Okay. Seemed not even really
sure.
relevant.
There wasn't a lot of blood on the kitchen floor.
Okay.
I mean, I noticed that there was some on the mat that she was laying on, but I would think that there would be more blood. Because I looked around, there was some, it looked like people were stepping in it and slipping, so it was kind of spread around the kitchen floor and the linoleum. And I noticed there was some blood saturating the little mat that was on the floor, the little
okay.
rug. But I remember thinking to myself, God, there should be more blood, because my hand sunk into her head,
mm-hmm.
and there didn't appear to be, you know, a lot of blood
okay.
right there, so I don't know if it happened somewhere else that she was dragged or what, but I didn't notice that.
Okay, all right. Anything else you can think of? Statements made, overhearing something?
No.
Seeing something?
Nothing.
Nothing? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, what I'm going to do then is I'll give you my card, my number on. If you think of anything else, please give me a call.
Okay,
likewise, if I think of something that I need to ask you, I'll just get in touch with you.
Great.
Okay, all right.